I did hear loud and clear this morning, John chapter 5, and we're going to start at verse 19 because that's the verse that he pressed in. And that's the starting point. The verse that we probably are going to hammer home is verse 39. And that's the one I'm going to start with. So the measure was starting at verse 19, but the press was verse 39, and I am using the Amplified because I want to pound this home so that the Holy Spirit begins a work today. It's a work that you don't need to do. He does, and it's confirming one of those visions. Verse 39, you search and investigate and pore over the scriptures diligently because you suppose and trust that you have eternal life through them. And these very scriptures testify about me, and still you are not willing to refuse to come to me so that you may have life. You search and investigate, meaning works. You spend time on the computer, you spend time on, you know, CDs, books. And in reality, he's saying you do this diligently because you suppose and you trust that they're going to produce eternal life. And he's wrong. He's really telling them, you know, you can study till the cows come home, but if you spend no time with me, you are deceived. Okay? That means I can get an awesome education and have all kinds of degrees and all kinds of levels of what the scriptures say, but still miss the mark. And you have an example with the Pharisees that were constantly on his case. Because they said to him, where did you get this training? How did you get all this information? He spent time with Papa. Now, is he an exception? No. He's the example. And people are still doing what they did 2,000 years ago, and they're falling apart, and their failures are sickening. To him. Not necessarily to me, because it's not my objection to save anybody. I'm hoping that my walk with God will irritate them. Close your eyes for a moment. Say, God has an investment in me. His son in me. When I allow him to work through me, irritates the unbeliever. Or those that are troubled about how God's going to do. They're wasting their time. They're getting tired.
They're getting irritated.
For the wrong reasons. They need to spend time. With Papa. And so do I. Verse 19. Jesus answered them. Now he's being questioned. I think maybe the beginning of verse 18 might be important. This made the Jews more determined than ever to kill him. Oh, they're real happy with him, aren't they? They love him to pieces. They've studied the word. They're using the word as a weapon. And he says, I assure you, verse 19, most solemnly I tell you, the Son is able to do nothing from himself of his own accord. But he is able to do only what he sees the Father doing, for whatever the Father does is what the Son does in the same way in his turn. The Father dearly loves the Son. Did you hear that? The Father dearly loves the Son and discloses, shows to him everything that he himself does. And he will disclose to him and let him see greater things yet than these, so that you may marvel and be full of wonder and astonishment. Just as the Father raised up the dead and gives them life, makes them live on, so the Son also gives life to whomever he wills and is pleased to give it. Now, there's a woman. She has one son. He dies. Jesus happens to meet this lady. He sees the people heading towards the cemetery. That's 20 of 13 version. And she's weeping. Who sent him there?
The Father.
Why did he even go? Do you think he had a vision of a resurrection? Well, come on. Do you think that's possible?
Sure, it's possible.
Yeah. Because he says he does what Papa shows him. If you're not focused with Papa, what are you going to do? You're going to miss the whole cotton picking package. You can study till the cows come home. You get what? Proud. I know the word. I know what it says. He looks at you and he says, dummy, shut the book and spend time with him. I'm not saying don't ever open the book. That'd be stupid. But you've got to put things in perspective the way he says to do it. Otherwise, you'll never get the results he got. See, we have a tendency to build up self. And that's what we talked about during the feast. How self gets in your way. We got to do. And we were blasted those words inside of us from the time we knew how to walk all the way up. Now, that was fine for the flesh. But it's not what God wants from the spirit. The only way you're going to get revitalized in the spirit is when you decide to spend quality time and get what he wants and then do it. When he got to that lady and he saw her tears, it had to reconnect. And he went and stopped the procession, touched the young man, and then gave the young man back to Mama. And they went from tears to joy because somebody spent time with Papa, namely Jesus. I don't know how else to show it to you, but if you expect to be raising the dead soon, and you expect to lay your hands on the sick and have them recover, and then all these signs and wonders follow you without spending time with him, what happens?
It's not
going to
happen.
Nothing happens. Thank you.
Battery with no charge.
That's correct. Even the Father judges no one. Did you hear that? Why? Because he passed judgment on the Son. The Father judges no one, for he has given all judgment, the last judgment, and the whole business of judging entirely into my hands so I can do what I want to please myself. Matthew 7, it says it go right ahead because it'll fall right back in your face. You spit in the wind, and believe me, you will learn where that spit goes. Romans chapter 2, verse 1, if you want to see the sin in your neighbor, listen to the irritation in your own heart. Read it carefully. Romans 2 says, if you judge your brother, it falls back on you. Lift them up. Pray for them. Intercede for them. Spend time with Papa instead. Your frustration's going to change into laughter and into resurrection power. Yeah, I know I'm preaching, Lord. Verse 23. So that all men may give honor to the Son, just as they gave honor to the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father whom has sent him. I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, the person whose ears are open to my words, who listens to my message and believes and trusts in and clings to and relies on him who sent me, has possessed now eternal life. Has possessed now eternal life. And he does not come into judgment. Does not incur sentence of judgment. Will not come under condemnation. But he has already passed out of death and into life. Now that's a mouthful. Close your eyes. Say, Father, it's about time that I stop condemning myself and judging myself. I'm turning that over to my Savior Jesus. And I'm all done worrying about eternal life because he already gave it to me. Why should I be worried about something I already got? I've already passed from death into life. It's a fact. Because Jesus is alive in me. And he is resurrection. He's permanently resurrection. Not part-time. Permanently. Verse 25, believe me when I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, the time is coming and is here now, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear it shall live. Does that sound like there's a real celebration in some cemetery? Well, are you ready for a Father to give you a vision and maybe go to some cemetery and do what God says to do? Are you ready for that? Are you ready for the vision at least?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so if you never get visions and if you never get dreams and if you get never a word of knowledge, what are you? You're still dead. You can't function in the power of the Son. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is in you and he's... Don't wake me up. Leave me alone. I can do this job all by myself. Now I'm talking to each and every one of you, including me. Okay? 26. Even as the Father has life in himself and is self-existent, so he has given this to the Son to have life in himself and be self-existent. Woo-hoo. And you and I try to do it on our own, and we're not Jesus, are we? But we are part of his body. And he has given him authority and granted him power to execute and exercise practice judgment. Because he is a son of man, very man. Do not be surprised or wonder at this, for the time is coming when all those who are in the tomb shall hear his voice through you and through me. Oh. Say, I don't have a male voice, so you don't need one. How many of you have the Holy Spirit? Then you qualify. You qualify. Do not be surprised and wonder at this, for the time is coming when all those who are in the tomb shall hear his voice, and they shall come out. Those who have practiced doing good will come out to the resurrection of the new life, and those who have done evil will be raised for judgment, raised to meet their sentence. Confirmed in Daniel 12:2. Then he repeats verse 30. I am able to do nothing from myself independently of my own accord. But as I am taught by God and I get his orders, I decide as I am bidden to decide. As the voice comes to me, so I give a decision. Even as I hear, I judge. My judgment is right, just and righteous, because I do not seek to consult my own satisfaction or my own will. I have no desire to do what is pleasing to myself. How did he get there? Yeah. My own aim, my own purpose, but only the will and pleasure of my Father who sent me. If I alone testify in my behalf, my testimony is not valid and cannot be worthy or worth anything. There is another who testifies concerning me, and I know and I am certain that his evidence on my behalf is true and valid. Who's he talking about? Holy Spirit. Yeah, it's really the Holy Spirit here. You yourself have sent an inquiry to John, and he has been a witness to the truth. But I do not receive a mere human witness. The evidence which I accept on my behalf is not from man, but simply mention all these things in order that you may be saved, made, and kept safe and sound. John was a lamp that kept on burning and shining to show the way, or to show you the way. And you were willing for a while to delight yourself in his light. But I have as my witness something greater, weightier, higher, better than that of John. For the works that a Father has appointed me to do or to accomplish and finish, the very same works that I am now doing are a witness and proof that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself testified concerning me. Not one of you has ever given ear to his voice. Is it different today? Or seen his form? So now we've got what? Visions, and we've got words. Words of knowledge. His face, what he is like. You have always been deaf to his voice and blind to the vision of him. And you have not his word, his thoughts, living in your hearts, because you do not believe and adhere to and trust in and rely on him, whom he has sent, meaning himself. That is why you do not keep his message living in you, because you do not believe in the messenger whom he has sent. You search and investigate and pore over the scriptures diligently because you suppose and you trust. Notice it's supposition. And you trust that you have eternal life through them. And he's just told you it's not that way. And these very scriptures testify about me, meaning himself. And still you are not willing, but refuse to come to me so that you might have life. I receive not glory from men. I crave no human honor. I look for no mortal fame. But I know you and recognize and understand that you have not the love of God in you. Take a deep breath. Let it go. Without grace, all of us are going to fail. And I can't create that hunger to spend time with him in myself. How do you expect me to create it in you? Who's the creator?
He is.
He is. Can he create that hunger in us?
Yes.
Absolutely.
If he is to create that hunger in us, why don't we have it already? Maybe because we didn't ask, or maybe we're trusting in ourselves. And I don't want you to answer that question, because you know what? It'd be different from everybody. But the chance is that you and I can look at this word today and rehearse it during the next couple of days if you have to. Because I'm not the one that wrote the book. But I am aware that if I had never learned some of these things, I wouldn't be where I am today. I had to learn to let the Spirit reveal whichever way Papa wanted me to go. Was it comfortable? No. Did I get persecuted? Yes. Did I get laughed at? Yes. What's going to happen to you?
Same thing.
The same. So, what am I saying?
Have fun.
Yes. You're on a journey. Would you do me a favor? Would you close your eyes, please? Say, Father.
Father.
I'm needing grace.
I'm needing grace.
Unmerited favor.
Unmerited
to favor.
To be poured into me.
To create a desire.
To create a desire.
To spend time with Papa.
To spend time with Papa.
How and when?
How and when?
Is up to you.
Is up to you.
I just know.
I just know.
I can't produce it in myself.
I can't produce it in myself.
But your Holy Ghost.
But your Holy Ghost.
Is already a deposit.
Is already.
And He's inside of me.
And He's inside of me.
And I welcome Him.
And I welcome Him.
To create that hunger.
To create that hunger.
That I need.
That I need.
For more of you, Lord.
For more of you, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Share some hugs with each other. And you'll be blessed. Because He's faithful.